Hi, and welcome to the Apprentice Factory Kyabram District League Show. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening around the Kyabram District League. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout winter and is hosted by Sam Saracino on 1FM Shepparton Radio. So let's have a listen and see what they have got up to this week.
1FM 98.5 live and local sports seasons in the Apprentice Factory Kyabram and District League Football and Netball Show. Round 4 edition. Can't believe we're heading into round 4, even though it's over the 2 weeks, Sammy. But the end of next week, 5 weeks of the season gone, can't believe it.
Yeah, it's huge, Statsy. It just seems to, you know, go so quickly each week. Should be another really good round of, football and netball today in the split round. Obviously, when that sun pokes through, it should be a good afternoon. And, looking forward to some of the matches. But we've got a very special guest that I'd like you to introduce, Statsy.
We've got, of course, Wally Armstrong, of course, the Violet Town coach on the line. How are you, Wally?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Wally, for taking some time out. I know it's always busy on a Saturday when it's game day. First and foremost, how have you assessed things so far for the Violet Town Football Netball Club after the opening 3 weeks?
So far, obviously, we're 1-2 as a senior team, but overall as a club, very happy with the way things are going. We filled all junior and senior netball and football so far. So, a lot of people around the club, and more importantly, sustainability of the club is the biggest thing, and it's been a real fantastic effort by the committee to be able to get all these players and parents and everyone at the club.
So when you say you've fielded, all football and netball sides, which is fabulous, what are your Thursday nights looking like, when you've got everyone there training and hanging around, hopefully, for tea?
So just great to have, small community place like Violetown have so many people around. The town itself supports the club really well. And then, of course, after training, you're doing between probably 140 and 180 meals every Thursday night, which is sensational. Now we've just got to transition that over to, getting people there at home games, staying around afterwards, getting a few beers and, making it socially, functional too. So we make sure it's sustained, it's a real family atmosphere. And then we've got to turn that into win somehow.
Now, just as we were chatting off air before you joined us, what have you seen so far in terms of the challenges? You spoke about player points, which is always a bit of a juggle for all clubs. Injuries, what are they a couple of the things that you have to continuously juggle from week to week?
So the real bugbear for me is the understanding of why an under-18 kid is more than a one-pointer at your club when they come up to play senior footy. I mean, we all know we want our kids to transition in senior footy, but it makes it very hard if, you're a reasonable third side and some of your, we've probably got between 5 and 10 players can play senior footy right now. But if I wanted to play 5 of those kids, some of them are up to 15 points. And that takes a fair bit out of your senior side. I just can't understand why our under-18s are not one-pointers. And I'm sure if you speak to most other clubs, they'd love their kids to be one-pointers because they are the future.
Well, does that have a little bit to do with the fact that some of those kids that came and played at Violet Town last year and obviously helped, you become premiers and champions at the at that level, that they came from somewhere else and they have to play a certain amount of games with your club to qualify as a one-pointer? Is that right?
I believe that they're the rules, but they're still underage footballers. They're not men yet, but we all know how things have changed, when we were younger. To play footy at senior footy at 15 and 16 years old was a privilege and an honour. Now it all comes down to points and things like that. So, my expectation is that the kid's under 18, if he's a real good player, he's in the option to be drafted, he'll be in a different system. Or if they want to play real good footy, they'll be playing others in Murray or GB or something like that. But if they're out in bush footy, you know, as I say, more of the district league sort of stuff, they should be just a one-pointer. And, you know, that's where they're going to play their footy. So let them enjoy it.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting one and doesn't make a lot of sense, but it probably sounds like one that you need to take up, I guess, with your committee and get them to take it up with the powers to be. Injuries is another one you spoke about. I noticed that you've recruited Brody Webster across, and we were having a look at the list, me and Statsy, and it looks like that he's not named today. Is he unavailable today?
No, he won't be playing. He sustained an injury last week. He's got a little muscle strain that put him out for maybe two. Could be up to three, but having next week off, you know, could be back for that. I think it's Tallagarupner away, which is a real shame. He's been a real bonus to us, you know, on and off the field. Everyone loves him at training. He's enthusiastic. He's got good football knowledge, and he's a very good player. So he's been a great pickup for the club.
Does that make it a little bit more challenging today, given that he's, you know, as you said, been a really good pickup, one that's, you know, contributed around the club, but also contributed on the scoreboard? Does it make it a bit trickier today to try and find enough goals to win?
I just put it down to, you know, the mentality of someone else has got to step up, so we've got to equal a load somewhere. Probably makes us more unpredictable. If you, you know, if you've got a quality like Brody Webster coming out of his goal square, it's a bit like Buddy Franklin coming out of the goal square. You know where the ball's going. So we'll probably make it as hard as we can with the opposition.
What have you made of Merrigan so far? Obviously won on the opening day of the season, but had to work really hard to shake off a pretty gallant Rushworth. And then obviously struggled in the last 2 weeks where they've been beaten by well over 100 points in both games, beaten by just over 100 Vina Gambi and about 145 last Sunday against Merch.
Oh, look, they've played probably two quality sides. I wouldn't read much into round one with Ngambi. The way they were beaten, obviously had blokes out suspended and everything. I think they'll be thereabouts again. So I think there's a massive gap between what you would say the top four sides are and the next lot. I think they're in that rung along with us and a couple of other sides. You know, when we play each other, you know, they're probably going to be closer games of footy. You know, one team might get hold of the other one. You know, it's the same as last week. You know, we're in that with Undera last week, who, you know, to their credit, in the last quarter, kicked seven goals and, you know, got themselves, they were probably too far away to actually win the game, but they certainly would have got something out of the game.
What did you like about last week's game? Because I thought that, and you would probably be the best judge, of course, you were outstanding for three quarters. I think it was 17 goals to four at three-quarter time. And then, as you say, Undera kicked 7-3 in the last, which probably would have disappointed you to a degree. But, you know, when you're so far up, I guess you can take your foot off the pedal. What did you like about those first three quarters?
We played the way we wanted to play. We got a lot of centre clearance. We used the corridor well. With all due respect to the opposition, we should have been up by a lot more. Our execution into the forward line was terrible. We really didn't give our forwards the best opportunity to mark the ball. So there's massive improvement for that. I still think we're not fit enough. But it is hard to get players fit when you're in season. So, you know, those blokes that missed a lot of pre-season or might have come to the club late, you just got to rely on managing them through the season and get fitter as time goes on, but we've also got to manage some, you know, older blokes with injuries and things like that. And the problem is we haven't got our depth. Our depth comes from the under-18s, but also, you know, their numbers are not super. And, you know, we don't want to double up the kids. We don't want to hurt the kids. So it's just about managing the group.
At the end of last season, you would have, you know, which was your first in charge, you would have assessed what you saw and what were some of the things that you looked at over the summer in terms of some of the players that you thought you needed to target? Obviously, Brody Webster was one of them, but who else?
I think we're probably looking for a big-bodied midfielder. I thought we did have a really, what I would call, would have been one of the best midfielders in the competition, Connor Daly. But unfortunately, he's had to relocate to Brisbane for work. So that was a massive loss. And that was only about 3 weeks before the season started. So that probably hurt us a lot. So we are a big body midfielder short. Probably a couple of key positions, centre back, full back. And probably, you know, someone to kick goals, which we've got Brodie Webster. But we probably sort of would like to work on our spine. We've got a lot of young kids that are through the learning phase at this stage. So you'd probably say that this season's more about a learning and teaching phase of where we're going as a footy club. And, you know, what happens beyond this year is certainly up to the club, but hopefully we'll retain all those kids and, you know, be sustainable for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
Can you put a seal on how many wins you would like to have, or is it just one of those ones where you just assess... in sort of little blocks, like you look at the first month and you say, yeah, okay, we need to look at these couple of games are winnable, and then do you move on to the next lot of games and say, okay, these might be a bit trickier, and you think to yourself, well, we can still get some you know, positives out of these games, even though they might be tough to win?
I've sort of, you know, broken the season into, you know, the main four teams of when we play them, I know we're up against it, but I want one of their scalps. So we're certainly not going out there to rest players and do anything. So when we play one of the big four, we're certainly out there. You know, we need a big kill, so we'll be looking at that. But all the other games that we think we can win, you know, we plan to win. So if we could get away winning half a dozen games, it'd be fantastic. But if we only win three games, it doesn't matter, as long as we keep learning and the club keeps progressing. You know, we know we're heading in the right direction.
Today, obviously, is one of those games where it's definitely winnable, as we've already touched on. Both teams 1-2, Statsy. Merrigan defeated Rushworth in the opening game of the season. Violettown got on the winners list for 2024 with a really good win over Undira. Tell us your thoughts here and how it might play out, Statsy.
Yeah, look, of course, like you said, they're ninth currently, Violettown and Merrigan in 11th spot. Look, I had a good look at Merrigan last week against Murchison to Lambert, and they really struggled in that midfield last week against the might of Murchison to Lambert. Look, I thought that Jake Gascoigne, of course, he's a former Kai junior, from limited opportunities, tried really hard for Merrigan with two goals. And Zach Parkinson, their captain, defence. Now, he saw a lot of the ball, don't get me wrong, but, I thought he stood up in defence and tried his best for the weight of entries inside forward 50. Look, I think the pleasing thing for Violettown is Tyler Green, who played in that under-18 premiership, hit the scoreboard with three goals last week. Of course, that under-18 side, unheralded really, went through undefeated for Violettown last season and won the premiership. And Anthony Melita with four goals, of course, he's played footy at Norbert Park and Bundoora, hitting the scoreboard last week in that win against Undira.
Yeah, look, I do like Violettown. I think, Wally, how did you go from memory against Merrigan last year? Did you play them twice or just the once? I reckon it might have been the once at Violettown, I reckon.
No, we played them twice.
Twice, yeah, okay.
We played them round one.
Yep.
We actually had a shot after the siren and didn't make the distance and lost by a point.
Yep.
And then we went over there and we were beaten comprehensively in a game that I thought we could have won. And it was probably a game that I don't say very often, but we were pathetic.
Yeah, okay.
So very, very disappointing. But they are new. The same as, you know, their coach moved on and obviously players moved on. So we're a completely different outlook of what we've got, and so are they. So it's sort of unknown. But when they say, you know, they got beaten last week, they got beaten by a quality side. They've got a quality midfield. They've got some goal-kicking power. So I certainly wouldn't read much into the big scoreline there, because I think, you know, when
the whips are cracking.
Whips are cracking, yep. I think you'll find they'll be there.
Yep. Statsy, Merrigan or Violettown for you? I'm going Violettown.
I'm going Violettown, even despite the fact that Brodie Webster isn't playing, only because I feel that maybe, and I'm understanding what Wally says, but just that 100-point loss might be just a bridge too far, the bridge a gap in 1 week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm sort of thinking that Violet Town, the home of Killing Heidi, will get the chocolates today.
Let's have a look at the remaining games that are going to be played across this weekend while we've got Wally on the phone, or on the line, should I say, and get a tip.
We'll go to Rushworth at Kagari at Ironbark Stadium. Of course, Coach Mark Wheatley there at Rushworth, doing a superb job, by the way, with a win already this season. The Ethan Arnold and Dylan Arnold, I believe their brothers, have been playing really well. I think they picked them up at White Hills in the Bendigo area. They're both mids and can roll forward as well. So, yeah, so they've been having good years. Gagari, this Josh Temple, he's new. They picked him up from Fair Park. He's been having a crack this season, hit the scoreboard last week with a goal. And Brian Dryden, I think he's about $1.01 already. Gamble responsibly for their best and fairest. He has been outstanding in the three losses in the ruck for Gagari this season.
Well, who do you like here? Obviously, this is a game that I have no doubt that both of them would think that they could win.
I think Rushworth keep picking up players, so I'll go with Rushworth.
Yeah, I like Rushworth. I like what they've been able to do. I know they got a huge reality check last week, but they played the reigning premiers. But I think that they've, you know, been competitive against Merrigan for three quarters in round one, and obviously got that win over Longwood in round two. And as you say, Mark Wheatley's doing a really good job. They seem reasonably settled, so I'm going the Rushworth Tigers. Statsy?
Yeah, I think at Ironbark Stadium, I think Rushworth may get their second win of the season, and who would have thought that?
Oh, it'd be just fabulous if they could, because, you know, it's one thing to come back in, but you don't want to just come back in and, you know, be one of those teams that's, you know, copping big losses every week. So, yeah, it'd be fabulous to see them get their second win. Statsy, the next one?
Tally Grootner in fifth spot with the two wins this season and a loss, up against the winless Undir in 12th spot. Of course, Brent Aho back at Tally Grootner. Of course, he was at Marupna in 2015. He kicked six goals last week, taking his tally to 18 for the season. Nathan Smith, who's played out at Braybrook, he kicked four goals last week to go to nine goals for the season. Of course, that was in Tally's win against Avenel by a point.
Yeah,
actually, beg your pardon.
Now Brett Aho, obviously, who kicked six, I know that he had a chance with about 30 seconds to go, with about 40 metres out, I think he was. I have seen some vision. Nick Brown, our own Nick Brown, was there. He told me that he showed me the vision. It was gettable, but it looked like it was a kick from about 40 metres out.
Two different people, won't name, that were at the game. One said gettable, the other one said he was just a fraction too far out, so I don't know.
Yeah, look, the two people I've spoke to, one is from Tally Garupna, has a connection to Tally, and obviously Nick Brown, both said it was gettable. And look, at the end of the day, you kick some of those and some that don't. Well, Tally have been pretty good, so you'd probably expect, and you saw Undira firsthand last week. Who do you like here?
I'll probably go with Tally Garupna, but, you know, with the amount of footy that goes in for Undira, they can hold Riley Moon down to just a couple of goals. I think, yeah, that'll go.
Yeah, that's the key. I think Riley Moon's kicked 14 this season.
Six last week. Really good.
Yeah, Marupna Jr. is now vice-captain at, of course, Undira. The one they don't talk about, Nicholas Cunningham, who runs off half-back into that midfield, was their best and fairest winner last season. I think he's having a great start to the year as well, but I think Tally.
Yeah, I think Tally. Statsy, let's have a look at the next game up for grabs.
Oh, PDL rivals, of course, from the, of course, Pacola and District League Day. Shepherd and East up against Duke United at Central Park this afternoon.
No, that's tomorrow, Statsy, actually.
Oh, tomorrow. Beg your pardon. Yeah, you're right. Tomorrow. I've got that written down. Yeah. It is tomorrow.
Yep.
Very confusing this round.
Yes.
Very confusing. Shepherd and East are in fourth spot, the two wins. Duke United in eighth spot, the one win. I'm actually going to track out there after the National Indigenous Radio Service AFL coverage to have a look at the second half of this game. Jake Sullivan, former Avenel player. He was their leading goal kicker in 2022. I believe he lives in Shep now. Seven goals last week for Shep and an East.
Yeah, look, Dookie has seen a fair exodus of players over the summer, and they've picked up a few, but Shep East, you know, probably seem to be reasonably balanced. They don't seem to have too many injuries. And like you said, Jake Sullen up there. They've got Ryan Fife, Ismet that runs around in the forward line. I think they've got enough firepower to be able to get over Duke United. And I'm a bit like you. If I get a chance, I might go out and watch the second half after doing some chores around home, Statsy, and getting ready for another week. I think, yeah, the Eagles for me. Wally?
I think Shep East easily. I think they've got too much quality there. And Jake Sullen, he's a very hard matchup, being a big man like he is. So,
Wally, do you know much about the Dookie United player, Rhys O'Sullivan? I believe he was on Box Hill VFL this several seasons ago. He comes from Yarrawonga originally. Do you know much about Rhys O'Sullivan?
No, I don't.
He also spent some time at Shep. Statsy, so and his partner's Gemma O'Sullivan, of course, or his wife.
Of course, he got Kyle Tapps, got the Shepherd and Swans Premiership player.
Yeah, 2014. He's been good the last couple of weeks. He's come back and for the week before, so he's given him a target, but unfortunately it was 4 out of 5 goals last week and they just didn't have any avenues. And I think that's going to be their issue, is having enough firepower. Let's have a look at the other Sunday game, Statsy, and what a cracker this is going to be. The two grand finalists, obviously, from 2023. How do we see this one going, Wally? Lanky and Ngambia. Obviously, Ngambia, as you said, are starting to really settle and get some players back into that squad, and they've been able to probably have some wins to get them back on track.
I'm a big Lancaster fan, but I'm a Ngambia fan too. I think Lancaster, I think they've got great depth. I think it'll be reasonably close, but I'd have to go Lancaster at this stage.
Statsy, you want to go through just some of the key stats in this game, because I see that Lanky have picked up a really good junior from Kai that kicked 7 last week.
Yeah, Declan Hallett, I think that's how you pronounce it. Apologies if I got that wrong. It's Hallett. Under 18 in 2023 at Kai Abram, kicked 7 goals last week and has got 8 for the season. Charlie McClay, the captain, he kicked 10 goals, of course. He featured heavily in the Haysman Shield final against Maroochydore earlier on back in March.
But, now, I believe with Charlie too, Statsy, they've thrown him forward because they're probably light on for forwards, because Jake Mills is not playing. Nicholas Ryan, as we know, is suspended at the moment. And Maurice Serra's injured as well. So they're three guys that have spent a bit of time in their forward.
John O'Moore hasn't been named either.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting, because he kicked 8 goals in their win last week. And I know Mark Nolan didn't play last week. I don't know if he's been named today, number 21 for Ngambia.
We'll have a look at that. Not playing,
not
by the looks of it.
Okay, so that's a couple of big outs if they're not playing for Ngambia. I do like Lanky. I know that's at Ngambia, but I do like Lanky. Who do you like, Statsy?
Just based on the outs, again, you've just got to go for Lancaster, don't you? And when they unearth one from the Kai under-18s, that was playing there in 2023 and rolls in and kicks 7. Oh, you just got to go for Lanky.
And I think, as Wally's alluded to, they've just got so much depth. You've got Zach Cerrone, who's just an outstanding footballer. He kicked 6 last week and he's kicked a lot of goals already this season. I just think, as Wally's touched on, got so much depth, and I think that'll be the difference in the end. Wally, thanks so much for taking some time out on your Saturday morning. Good luck today and good luck for the rest of the season.
No worries. Much appreciated. Oh, just one big shout-out from the great Gary Abley at the Volatan Cafe. His lovely wife Lou turned 60 on Thursday. It was her birthday, so a big happy birthday to her. She'll hate this, but happy birthday, Lou.
Happy birthday to Lou, and yes, the great Gary Abley is a fantastic person involved with the Volatan Club and also community. So happy birthday, Lou, and hopefully she gets to enjoy her 60th birthday celebrations with family and friends.
No worries. Much appreciated your time.
Thanks. That was Wally Armstrong from the Violetown Football Netball Club. We'll go to a break and we'll be back with netball.
SDP Tax has been your trusted local accounting firm and has been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax deductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 436 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 436 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor. The power of water. Waters has the power to install security systems, voice video intercom, fire detection systems and CCTV. The power to integrate your house with solar power, battery storage, home automation, smart power points, all controlled by Google Home. The power to keep industry working with a 24-hour breakdown service and electrical maintenance, thermal imaging, test and tag, and much more for home, business or industry. 1300 Waters.
1FM sponsor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed mat system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. What can we offer you in the months ahead? One, tractor parts, new and used for Ford, Fiat, Massey Ferguson, Sami, Deutz, Landini, McCormick, New Holland and Grey Fergies. Two, used tractors for sale, and we are looking for good used tractors and sick tractors to wreck, plus new mulches, multi-disc sprayers, etc. It will get tough in the months ahead, so to save dollars, ring me, Daryl, at Aussie Ag Supplies, 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
1FM 98.5, live and local sport. We are in, of course, the Apprentice Factory, KDL Football and Netball League show. We're going to have a look at the netball now there, Sammy. Of course, we've got today on the 4th of May, Rushworth up against Gagari on the Ironbark Stadium netball courts. Rushworth in 10th spot, the one win. Gagari yet to win in 14th.
No, Gagari actually have won. They've won. Is that the right stuff there, Stats? I'm not sure whether you picked up the right one.
I picked up the wrong paper.
You pick up the football, maybe? Anyway,
We'll do that again.
Do that again.
We'll do that completely again. Rushworth are in 14th. With 0-3, and Gagari in second with 7. Oh, when I was reading it, I didn't think it sounded right, because Gagari are a really good team, and I thought, what?
Anyway. Very true. That's all right, Statsy. We all have those moments. But, yeah, Jig been really good, started the season really well. Came storm at home last week, but just didn't quite get the chocolates. They lost by one goal to Shepherd and East in what was a really good battle, and I think that they will be too strong, I think, Statsy, for Rushworth today.
Violet Town in third spot, 3-0 for Violet Town in the netball. Great start to the year. Merrigam in 10th spot with the one win this season.
Yeah, going really well. Merrigam's first win of the season came in round one, liked their football team and haven't been able to get the chocolate since. Lost the merch last week in the Sunday game. Violet Town have been unbelievable. They've just done what they've needed to do. Some would say they probably haven't played many of the top echelons of sides from last year, like your Dukies, your Gagaris and your Shepherd and East and your Telly Groupners, and they'll get to them. But all they can do is win, and I think they might get another win today.
Yeah, the defensive third for Violet Town, Wild Bird and Alliston doing a job there at the moment for Violet Town. Telly Groupner in eighth spot with the one win, taking on Undira in 13th spot. An opportunity for Telly to get their season back on track a little bit.
Yeah, a bit hot and cold. I was surprised they got beat last week down at Avenel, 48-46. Must acknowledge Telly Groupner's Kylie Merrigan playing her 550th game for the club today. Congratulations, she's been a stalwart of that club, played in premierships, been on the club's committee. She's on the KDL executive, held many positions. Wish her all the best today. I think they should be able to beat Undira. Amy Marshall, obviously, is first-year coach at Undira. Going back to one of the clubs she played at, they've been going really well from an attacking point of view, but where their problems are is they're just leaking far too many big scores, and I think that's going to be the problem today. So Telly for me.
Shepherd and East with the 2-1 record in 6th spot take on Dookie United in 5th spot, 2-1 record tomorrow at, of course, old Piccolo League rivals there, Sammy.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good game of netball. It's going to be between two sides who are at that top end of the ladder for the last couple of years. I'm going for Shepherd East just. I think it'll be a tight game, though.
And the other game to round out the first week of round four, Ngambi taking on Lancaster. Ngambi undefeated on top, and Lanky in second undefeated as well.
Both these sides have been outstanding. Lanky, of course, have come from the clouds, 11th last year. Chicky Barr or Vic, as we know, has been outstanding. Scored 50 goals last week. I think that they might burst the Gambies bubble today. They are the premiership favourites, Statsy.
Yeah,
the Lancaster
Shani Lloyd's going to be really important for the Gambie as well. Stanhope and Avonlea next week, and Murchison, Talambre and Longwood are next week as well, Sammy.
They are, Statsy, and our next broadcast game will be on May 19 at Dookie for Dookie versus Rushworth. So, yeah, enjoy your football and netball. Gamble responsibly, drink responsibly, and hopefully your team wins.
No worries, Sammy. That's a wrap for round four, part one of the Apprentice Factory KDL.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.